Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. My name is Stephen Beckman. I'm the Chief Executive Nobody of the Mesh News Project. The Mesh News Project is the mothership of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast. You can hear more episodes of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast without an app at the address of podcasts with an S, podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then 0 spelled out, that's Z-E-R-O. So that's podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. There's also some companion videos we have for the COINTELPRO 2.0, and that is at videos with an S, videos.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com, as well as just the online resource center that is COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com. That is a great resource with articles and videos and podcasts all in one. And that is for people who are targets of gang stalking, mobbing, workplace harassment, tips and tricks and strategies for whistleblowers and government leakers and even journalists who might be under the thumb of oppressive means or a large group of people who would employ these tactics, even on the corporate side, seeing as COINTELPRO 2.0 tactics are also used on targets that, you know, a corporation might deem as a threat or what have you. And since the commercialization of the military industrial complex, these services are available to those who run in those kinds of circles. So visit the website, check out the resource. That's COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. Hey guys, this is Steven. I am the Chief Executive Nobody of the Mesh News Project. And the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast is a sister venture to the Mesh News Project. And you can check us out at, COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then 0 spelled out, Z-E-R-O.com. That's COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com. To get, more comprehensive guide on certain things that I've learned through this program, etc., that I am bestowing onto you, because I'm trying to turn lemons into lemonade here. I want to talk to you today about something that'll probably happen. That's not everybody. You always have to understand, not everyone's program is the same. Some people are just, you know, subject to gang stalking, which is a tactic even local city governments use. Have you ever heard you can't fight city halls? That's because this is one of the tools in their tool bag. And they've been doing these things since like the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Believe it or not, gang stalking was a tactic invented by the FBI to chase out Black Panthers and communists out of big cities. And then the gang stalking tactics were then created and bestowed upon cities around metropolises, because what they understood was if when they chase out the communists and the Black Panther Party out of the inner city, they're going to go to the suburbs. And so this was a toolkit to push people out of the suburbs who, so they wouldn't find refuge there, believe it or not. And so these tactics evolved over the years, and the FBI taught it to small cities, and they've just gotten more and more sophisticated. Now we have technology, etc. Gang stalking is not to be confused with COINTELPRO 2.0. It's a tool in the COINTELPRO tool bag. How you can usually find out if you're in a gang stalking situation or a COINTELPRO situation is leave your county. I say county, not city, but county. Leave your county. See if it doesn't follow you. Because usually if it's just a local thing, once you leave the county, it should clear itself up. There's all sorts of different ways to find out if it's just you have a local issue or you have a county, or you have a federal issue that you might be on like a CACA list for the federal government. But anyways, I want to talk about, now, like I said, this isn't going to be for everybody. This is going to more so pertain to people who are subject to being in the actual COINTELPRO program, the COINTELPRO 2.0 program, which is now headed by the Department of Homeland Security. The first iteration of COINTELPRO was headed by the FBI, but now COINTELPRO, its next iteration, which many are calling COINTELPRO 2.0. I didn't invent the term, believe it or not. I was doing research on some of these things, and lots of independent journalists were calling this COINTELPRO 2.0 because they're just noticing, like, oh, there's this new thing, but it's very reminiscent of this old thing that was closed down, like, I think in the early 80s. And so I didn't come up with the name. I didn't brand it or something. I was just finding all these things about this stuff happening to me, and I just needed a title because I was just overflowing with information I had to give people. I didn't sit there and think about like a title really hard. Anyways, today I want to be talking about something exclusive to people who are in COINTELPRO, not just gang stalking. COINTELPRO, there's lots of people who misperceive lots of things about COINTELPRO. Yes, there is lots of behavioral science involved in COINTELPRO, but a lot of it is a lot of like community college level behavioral science, and that's just weaponized. Do you know what I'm saying? I have this whole podcast called Basic Bitch Psychological Warfare, and I give you the simple principles that are used against you, but weaponized. And you were taught these things, you know, in like a community college. It's just, if you don't know how they can be weaponized against you, you don't see it as a weapon. It's like a hammer can build a house, or you can smash yourself in the dick with it, you know? So anything can be weaponized. Nuclear energy can, you know, power homes, or it can blow up a city. Anyways, so first and foremost is COINTELPRO is not MKUltra. MKUltra, if you want to think about it in terms of behavioral psychology, MKUltra is an atom bomb, whereas COINTELPRO 2.0 weaponized behavioral psychology is like a sniper rifle. And it's only getting more and more sophisticated because we have devices and, you know, we have smartwatches that read our heartbeat and, you know, cameras and microphones that are always on. So if you're in the program, they are always listening to your voice, and an AI is listening to your voice and the things that you say. Much like those advertising algorithms. When you start talking about cat food around your phone, all of a sudden you're on Instagram 10 minutes later and you start seeing cat food ads. So there's an AI that does a lot of babysitting. It also actively records you. It measures the stress in your voice. Believe it or not, voice analytics software for things like, what is that shit called? It's called Polygraph. There is voice stress polygraph software, and it's like 98% accurate, believe it or not. So, I mean, I've even even told people, hey, please put my audio through my podcast through some of this software. It's very accurate. Police stations are using it all over the place now. It just measures stress and et cetera in your voice. And it was made, you know, with behavioral psychologists. But I always offer people, like, hey, man, you definitely need to, if you're on the fence and you can get access to some of the software, please, I recommend running it through some of that software, just so you know I'm being legit with you guys. But yeah, that stuff's like watching, you know, listening to you and et cetera. And so, you know, it's based off of a lot of the stuff in our past documentary where I mentioned in 2030 Vision Corporate Coup. You can watch that. It's pinned to the very tip top of our Twitter profile at Mesh News Desk, not Twitter, X. And you can also watch it on our website, meshnews.org. I've chopped it up into sequences, and it's right at the top. You say 2030 Vision series, and it's chopped up into little 20-minute chunks. So, because it's a 3-hour movie. But there's a whole section about surveillance capitalism, and it's based off a lot of the same principles. So, you know, MK Ultra, they kidnap people, and then they gave them like acid, you know, LSD, etc., and they would play white noise and keep them strapped to a bed, etc., to essentially like clear their brains. And wipe their brain of any programming, etc. Any like regular, you know, like wipe their brains basically, and then they would subject them to electromagnetic shock, which gives you memory loss, believe it or not. And so basically they're left with a blank slate, and then they did all these horrible things to program new behaviors in them. That was MK Ultra. This is Pavlovian psychology, weaponized Pavlovian psychology. You know, they do something to you, a stimulus, and then they give you a pain response, usually with radiation or something like that. It's not MK Ultra. It's definitely different. So, but people will try to, like, I've already had some people say, "Oh, someone said they put you in MK Ultra." I was like, no, that's not when it happened. But and people who don't know about what's going on will just usually call something, call a thing something that, and because it's the only word they have to describe it, they don't have a frame of reference. So, you know, I'm not mad at those people, but just to let you give you an update on that. So it's not MK Ultra. Now they did learn a million things during MK Ultra, and some of the things that they learned in MK Ultra. I mean, MK Ultra was down. It wasn't done in the 70s. It wasn't until the 90s when the people who were targets and victims of it actually got like settlements from the government, etc. But it's not MK Ultra. But they did learn a lot of things about human behavior during MK Ultra. So just to clear that up. But anyways, so what they're gonna do is they're gonna basically abuse the shit out of you. And like I have in this and another podcast in the series, and if you're listening to the series, how you should listen to it is from the very first one recorded and then start working your way towards the newest. Because then your knowledge base builds up as I learned stuff and I correct stuff when I'm wrong, etc. Because I don't want to leave you guys, you know, down the wrong paths. And I have just over like 700 hours now of material. So, I mean, some of it I talk about things that are going on and I'm upset, and I use it like a phone for my abusers because, you know, people in the government who are doing this shit to you, they're keeping their eyes and ears on you, but they're not going to talk to you directly because then they can incriminate themselves as. But sometimes I have to communicate to these people, so I had to use my podcast because I understood that they were paying attention to that. So, I mean, it's also a journey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going through a thing, and you better understand that person who's actually in this program is gonna also be going through a fucking thing, and they're gonna be thrown every which way direction, etc. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to know what it's like. And so that was also something I wanted to capture. And there's lots of gaslighting. Sometimes they'll gaslight you into making you think that you know, you're the reason for all your problems, except for like, no. There's a reason why there's an Eighth Amendment, which is against cruel and unusual punishment. And law enforcement is actively involved. Justice Department people are actively involved in your abuse, as I've gone over in the past podcast where I talk about how there's nothing going on online that, you know what I'm saying, planned on public platforms at least, that law enforcement, even local law enforcement, does not know what's going on. So, you know, since law enforcement is actively involved, I mean, they're actively going against the Eighth Amendment. And there's literally no law that's out there that they can't easily enforce. There's even things called blue laws that are on the books. They're stupid laws that they know you're going to break, kind of like jaywalking or wearing jeans on a Sunday, you know, or like real bullshit. Like, there are these things called blue laws where they're dumb laws. And even if they wanted to get you on something, and they needed an excuse to bring you in before they did that, they would just use something called a blue law, which is a dumb law that they know you're going to break, as a reason to pull you over, bring you in for questioning, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, yeah, there's no such thing as this is the only way this could have been done to you, whatever. You're going to be sold that a lot. And when they mix terror and abuse with shoving a narrative down your throat, your brain has this weird trick it plays on itself where when you're experiencing just untold levels of terror and pain, you tend to think you deserve it because your brain has no frame of reference. And it's also good for observers of your abuse because they also have no frame of reference, like frame of reference, because empathy is a genetically programmed behavioral trait where it's like, well, if they didn't do something wrong, they wouldn't be doing this to that person. And people will rationalize the craziest shit. But it's like, no, we have an Eighth Amendment for these things against cruel and unusual punishment. Like, they don't even do this to fucking murderers or child rapists. I know, I've done the research. So they'll try to convince you all sorts of things. But I wanted to reiterate that this is not MKUltra. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about is they're going to abuse the shit out of you. And they're going to play some tricks on you. Little nugget of information I wanted to add on top of this is part of the abuse is going to be Pavlovian conditioning through terror and abuse, like lots of radiation, food poisoning, etc., to essentially program like a language in you. Remember, you know, that crypto shit. Something you should understand is how the brain works. So the brain works, it creates new, you can teach somebody something, rapid learning of something, two different ways. If you try to teach somebody something through pain, it can take up to 100 repetitions before new neurons are formed. This is real science. New neurons are formed before a behavior is locked in. But if you teach somebody something during play or during interaction, or you use some sort of, exercise to teach somebody something, it only takes them 11 repetitions. So understand, part of the process is torture. So if you're being tortured in a way, well, for like I understand, they first isolate you and they'll smear you, etc. So people will just stand by and watch horrid things. If they say a bunch of crazy things to you, it'll trigger people. And then when you have police officers saying, it's okay, I say it's okay because we're doing this and he's a bad man, people just believe the police, even though the cops are basically just fucking Uber with a gun. That's what a cop is. A cop isn't a lawyer. A cop is Uber with a gun, okay? They're not the Justice Department. They're Uber with a gun. I mean, yeah, they're employees, but their job is to take you from the crime to jail to wait for the Justice Department to determine whether or not you've committed a crime. So a cop saying, oh, this happened, or he did this, or he's this person, isn't saying shit. They're not even a district attorney. Do you understand? So, but lots of people don't know how that shit works. They think like, well, a cop's kind of like a pseudo lawyer. Like, no, they're not. And lots of them get arrested for, you know, all sorts of, you know, horrible things. And believe it or not, a police officer in the United States goes under like a fifth of the training hours compared to literally every other Western nation. A fifth. We train our officers a fifth as much as it's required, legally required, to train officers in other nations, other Western nations like the UK or Australia, fucking Canada. Literally, these people require by law that they teach these people more hours by the hundreds of hours and sometimes thousands of hours more just to become a law enforcement officer, opposed to the United States, which we only train them at a fifth of the curriculum length to become a police officer too. But they use things like that. They'll use cops to smear you. And so people just stand by and be like, I guess this is what we do. It's like, no, that's not what happens. There's literally a law written for everything. If you did something wrong, like, the cops would just take you and charge you with something. I've even had a podcast where, you know, I mentioned all the things that they said that they've smeared me that I've done. Showing how because lots of people are talking shit about statute of limitations. Like, I even brought up the laws that they could use today to put me in jail. In fact, even new ones on the books for California. So it's just a lie they tell people to make you passive to what they're going to do to you, because they can't legally do these things to you. So keep that in mind as well. But what will happen is they will abuse the shit out of you when you're going through this program, after isolating you, after smearing you. And something I've noticed is there's something like called false handler events that happen. What will happen is people will start to hear about your abuse, because this is kind of a thing people in the intelligence community know about, but also people in the civilian intelligence community, like civilian crypto community, which, you know what I'm saying? You'll hear things about it, but there's the thing with civilian crypto, and a lot of it, you know, a lot of the basis of it was based off of Freemasonry, but many people who are into civilian crypto aren't Freemasons. It's just they stole a lot of their rules because it's such a long-standing kind of organization, and there's lots of people who capitalized on them, and then just now so many people use it. Organized crime uses it. It's a language of plausible deniability and a way to encrypt what you're saying, but say it in normal speak. And I mean, it's incredibly useful to criminals. It's incredibly useful to criminal law enforcement if they need to communicate that they're doing something that they shouldn't legally be doing. They'll use the crypto speak. Lots of undercover cops speak it. There's lots of people in the intelligence community who remix a lot of the civilian crypto stuff because it really pairs well with normal speak. So you can be with some of your other friends, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you all have clearance, but you can't be outside of work talking about work shit. So what you do is you use civilian crypto methods to talk about that stuff out in the open. And it's kind of like a decoder ring. Unless you have a basis of understanding of the information at large, what they're speaking about, you can't exactly understand that these people are actually talking about something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's say you're working on a UFO. You know what I'm saying? Or like a flying saucer, right? Let's say you work for the intelligence company, a flying saucer. You can instead, right, call it a futon, right? And at work, you'll be at work when you're in an area where you don't have to worry about protecting your speech. You can speak a little more openly. You can just let everyone know, hey, you know, if you're out and about in town, we're going to be calling the flying saucer a futon. And then, like, let's say you're out at a sandwich shop outside of work or outside of a base where you're, you know, where you have to worry about being talked about or whatever. They can say shit like, oh yeah, did you see what we did to the futon today? Blah, 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 right? So somebody right next to you can be listening and you'll have no fucking clue. You know, it starts with F, et cetera. And then you can just talk about it, contextually like that. You're like, oh yeah, we installed that new addition to the futon. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, we put that new thing on the flying saucer. So that's how it can be utilized. Anyways, there are people who know about people who get put in COINTELPRO and the ways that they torture them. And it's not, do you know what I'm saying? This happens to males, it happens to females in the program. A lot of the females get turned into, they're so scared, right? Because this radiation shit is so gnarly. They're so scared, and there's so much learned helplessness that happens in this program. They essentially break the woman's spirit, and then like they'll just keep like they'll start passing like a girl who was put in the program, or at least put it through they call it slave programming, where you they teach you all the horrible things that well, they teach you all the things about like civilian crypto and a little bit about like intelligence community. And but they'll do it in a harmful way. So it also breaks your spirit. And that's ultimately what it's for. It's to invoke learned helplessness. And then what happens is now because 1 in 5 companies here will but yeah, it's to break your spirit. But they will abuse you while teaching you or using Pavlovian conditioning through like radiation exposure, etc., because it allows them to do this horrible shit to you out in the open because it's invisible and silent. And the methods have been so perfective in the technology, even to do like the electronics based ones, one that just use power instead of a radioactive material to shoot the shit at you. The practice to do them, to use, to do it, etc., is so streamlined that they can just ultimately, first they'll isolate you from your family. Then they'll smear you so no one wants to work with you and no one wants to help you. And when you're isolated now, they'll abuse the shit out of you, use Pavlovian conditioning through pain. Like I said, the pain is for two reasons. It's for learned helplessness, and it's so they can also teach you the shit at the same time. But most of these guys, if they choose a method, if they choose the abusive method, you essentially become an intel asset, by the way. An intel asset. Not part of the intel community. You're just an asset, like a throwaway. Sometimes they like their throwaways, like pets. In fact, people in the intelligence community often will talk about their intel assets and literally call them my pets. And then, like, girls are cats, you know what I'm saying? Boys are dogs. All sorts of coded language. But ultimately, the reason for the abuse is so it breaks your spirit, so you know that you can't run, etc. But at the same time, they are teaching you this kind of like crypto way of talking. Not only does it help them, because if they teach you that you can only talk about things that they're doing to you in a crypto way, you essentially and they like break your spirit. Now it gives you an outlet to vent about how they fuck with you and hurt you, etc. But it also, what it does is it pacifies you. And since you're allowed to talk about it using their new crypto speak that they forced on you to learn, it also pacifies you. And then you stop seeking out help because you feel like you're talking about it. It's weird. It's a weird little psychological trick. But anyways, lots of people in the crypto community know about this. And they use, you know what I'm saying? Well, all of them almost know about it. But yeah, they'll call them their pets. Celebrities, they call birds because, you know what I'm saying? If you think about flight or distance from the earth is how much you can see. It all plays off of the bird's eye view, symbolism. So if you're a bird, you can see a lot more of things, how they happen, how they work, etc. And you are involved in, you know, circles of wealth, etc., and opulence. And so, you know, like a general term for them is like birds. And then, like, in people in the intelligence community, they'll call them like astronauts. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they can see more of the map. They can see more of what happens, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll like refer to maybe like billionaires, etc., people who are at the tip top of industry and, you know what I'm saying, are closely aligned with, you know, top level power circles. They might call them aliens or whatever because they can see even more, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. And it's just like I said with the futon thing. Oh, we'll just call it a futon. We'll call it something else and then talk about it like that. But they'll talk about intel assets in a grading scale like that. Um, Or they'll call them, and like a general term for all of them is like robots, because essentially they're doing Pavlovian conditioning, which is like programming. So like a general term for everyone, at least people who are controlled by the intelligentsia community and apparatus, they'll give a general term of robots. You know what I'm saying? And that's everybody on the spectrum is some kind of robot. Ultimately, they're taking your behavioral impulses and triggers, etc., and handlers they'll do a psychological profile on you, and then handlers will essentially puppet you. Okay, do you like this? Do you like dogs? Do you like cats? What's your sexual preferences? What do you find attractive? What are your moral values, etc.? And then they learn those values, and then what they'll do is the intelligence community will put people around you and teach them those things, and then those people will be taught. Remember that great clip that I keep playing of Mike Pompeo talking about how we teach our people to lie, cheat, and steal? There's entire training courses. You know that great clip by The Gray Zone of Pompeo at the Texas A&M? I'm not going to play it again. I play it like in a million episodes. That's essentially, they teach people in those classes how to take a psychological profile and essentially manipulate you. And they teach people the essentials of behavioral manipulation. And believe it or not, San Diego is kind of like an open air school for people in the intelligence community, field intelligence and manipulation. And what they do is they just use the population to essentially practice those skills in an open air environment, kind of like GTA. And there's just lots of NPCs in town, people who just work here and they don't do a military or intelligence kind of job, but they might be like a programmer or an IT guy or, you know, whatever around here. And then they'll hone their skills on the people around town. Believe it or not, it's a real thing. Regardless, though, there's lots of people who will essentially... pretty much everybody in the crypto community knows about it, even in the civilian crypto community. And there's lots of people who are not in the intelligence community who learn about the civilian crypto community. I call it the civilian crypto community, but call it like the civilian intelligence community. You know what I'm saying? They're aware that behavioral science is used to puppet people, and there's lots of subtle impulses, you don't understand. And so there's like this constant war, I would call it, where there's even people in Hollywood, etc., who get puppeted, and they're aware of the tactics, and some of them learn some of these things, etc., through the grapevine or whatever. And even they know that there are pros at it, and they even talk about it openly, you know, like, oh yeah, no, he got puppeted or blah, 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 you know? So it's a skill set, and it's well known. Even by the celebrities, they know that it happens to them. Maybe some of the younger ones don't. And, you know, that's how it's, you know, they're able to easily manipulate younger stars as they come up through it. Usually what they'll do is they'll romanticize the crypto community to make them feel like they're in on a secret, etc. A lot of it is a lot of cult-like strategies for indoctrination and for recruitment. But they'll use it by romanticizing the crypto community. And really, it's just like another way of talking about things. And it helps to pacify people and makes people feel like they're on an inner circle. But you're not on an inner circle of shit. I'm sorry, I'm just laying down all these basic parameters, because I feel like what I'm about to talk to pertains to that, and I want to make sure I mention that just in case you skip around and you don't listen to me and listen from the beginning and then make your way towards the end. So that'll happen. You'll go through the Pavlovian abusive conditioning. If you're a female, they'll make you go through it, and there'll be a lot of humiliating sex and sex acts, etc. Usually the word cat girl is used and thrown around. And it's basically just so they can openly, or they'll talk about like a cat. Oh yeah, I got a nice little cat, blah, 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 blah. It'll just be people within the, like I said, even the civilian crypto community, they know about that stuff. And it's basically just a woman who been abused, and I'm saying is so scared of the abuse because they traumatize her that through like isolation and then using those abuse tactics where they will just be like, well, instead of fighting, I'm just going to do the sex act and then they'll leave me alone. And they use a lot of, you know, they'll use a lot of words. So let's say every time, you know how when you're training a dog and you use like a little clicker, you ever seen people do that? Well, they'll like do a click, click, and then all of a sudden the dog knows, you know, what to do, what have you. Well, think of words doing the same thing. So you can alert someone, especially if, you know, it's a group of people in the crypto community or even civilian crypto community, because they'll pass these people around the civilian crypto community too. Like a girl, and they, you know, her whole thing is like yawning, right? That'll be her trigger, and she'll be like, oh shit. And what happens is when they're first traumatizing this girl, at the beginning of every session where they do something horrible, usually it'll be like a very forceful rape, an assault, just a physical assault, you know, slapping her around or hitting her radiation. They'll yawn right before every time it happens. So eventually now you're just high alert. Every time you see a yawn, you're like, oh, fuck, what's going on? Whatever you do, just don't hurt me. Do you know what I'm saying? Think about like how like Alexa, you have to say Alexa and then Alexa starts listening to you, right? You can abuse, you know, a wake word or a wake gesture to different assets of the intelligence community. It's often romanticized as a cult. It just borrows things from the occult, because occult's been around a lot longer since we've had modern intelligentsia practices. And so, you know, there were spies even during, you know, the king and queen times, you know, during the Middle Ages, etc. And so those practices exist, but now we have technology and behavioral science, etc. So it just borrows a lot of those caveats from that. So it's, you know what I'm saying, lots of people often in the civilian crypto community will use occult symbolism, and it's like mixed in there. You know what I'm saying? Think about it like herbs and spices. You're making chicken. The meal is chicken, but herbs and spices, they'll spice in a little occult, they'll spice in a little Masonic shit, whatever. It's just slang terms. Just like you know what I'm saying? Like people used to say on fleek. People say, you know, people are saying, oh, the Riz. You know, oh, he's got the Riz. You know what I'm saying? He's just got Moxie or whatever, right? It's just words to, it's just slang terms. So if you see that stuff mixed in with things, you know, like a lot of people are talking about this predictive programming shit on these new neo insurrectionist genre films coming out. It's not a cult symbolism there. If anything, in most cases, they're just throwing in herbs and spices because it's a slang term within that industry, within the intelligentsia community, you know, whether that be civilian or insiders. Anyways, I think I'm meandering. I just wanted to lay down all that info. What will happen, though, is a lot of the community uses the same kind of stuff. Think about it like the same core training for lots of intelligence assets. Now, going back before, remember I was talking about how at play, or during an exercise, you can form memory neurons for a new skill set at 11 repetitions. But during pain or during abuse, Pavlovian abuse reinforcement, it sometimes takes up to 100 repetitions to make somebody, just because they can't think past the pain. So understand, if you're going through this, right, and they choose the pain route, that's not the easy route, that's the hard route. So understand that you're probably dealing with some dickhead sociopath intelligentsia community people, if that is happening to you. And what the great thing about that abuse, hold on, I got this great clip I want to bring up. Hold on, I'm going to bring this up. There it is. There's this great clip for in Sicario, the movie Sicario. What a great movie. Where the driver says something. Basically, they drive by a bunch of dead bodies. And what the cartel likes to do is they like to mutilate the bodies so people don't ask questions. Because, like I said, empathy is a basically programmed behavior. And it's actually like a little mini psyop tactic. If you abuse someone, since empathy is a programmed behavior, people generally think that people are reasonable and they're not sociopaths, right? So if you've done something really horrible to somebody, it must be because they deserve it. Well, in Sicario, during this scene, I recommend you watch it, you know, when they go to Juarez. It's called Welcome to Juarez. You can just type it in, Sicario, Welcome to Juarez, to play this scene if you're ever curious. Great movie, by the way. Second one was all right. But he talks about a strategy that the cartel uses so people don't ask questions. So let's say they just need to kill somebody for a rival drug cartel, or maybe they just wanted to steal something from like a local, right? Since so many people are corrupt in Mexico, what they do is, let's say they just wanted to steal something from somebody, or maybe they just wanted to kidnap some girl and rape her. You know what I'm saying? She didn't do anything wrong, what have you. But when they're done with her, they don't want her to go and tell other people what happened. So what they'll do is they'll murder her after they're done having fun with her. And they'll mutilate the body and then hang the body from like a bridge or whatever to make other people in town think, oh, well, she must have been involved. We never knew, but she must have been involved with the cartel. Look what they did to her, whatever. Whatever she did, she must have deserved it, because a reasonable person wouldn't just do that. And this, in this movie, Sicario, he talks about this strategy. It's a very old strategy where you do something horrible so people will, it's like a psyop tactic, so people will think, oh, they must have deserved it. So listen to this. There it is. Did I not get it? Here it is. Perfect.
It's brilliant what they do. When they mutilate a body like that, they make people think they must have been involved. They must deserve such a death because they did something. Oh, it's brilliant what they do.
So, ultimately, people in the civilian crypto community think the same thing. If an intel cell chooses the route of abuse to teach you things instead of making you an intel asset using play or bringing you on the inside and then like grooming you, because grooming, believe it or not, you can groom someone only through 11 reputations if you pair it up with something they already like. But you can break the spirit of an intel asset you're training. But it takes up to nearly 100 repetitions of something through abuse. But what that also does is it makes people think, just like in this clip for Welcome to Juarez, oh, he must have done something. And he was talking about, it's brilliant what they do in the dialogue. And it's true. It's brilliant what they do. Mutilate a body like that, he says. It makes people think, oh, they must have done something wrong, and they must have known something. And he says, it's brilliant what they do. It's a psyop tactic. If you go overboard, since empathy is pre-programmed into the human psyche, you think like, oh, well, you must have done something, because look how crazy they went. It's like, no, it's a tactic. But anyways, so they use a lot of the same base Pavlovian conditioning, whether it be through, you know, play, you know, through 11 repetitions, or through abuse, over 100. But what will happen, since a lot of the, like I said, they call it slave programming, and you can be a willing slave or an unwilling slave. Like, they could do it through play, and you don't know that these people have groomed you, and they understand how to do, you know, like what Mike Pompeo say, we lie, cheat, and steal. We teach entire training courses. What happens is they use a lot of the same core introductory programming. Now, think about everyone who goes to school. Everyone, you know, saying all the way up to high school, we all have the same kind of general program. Maybe in the high school, it even gets a little more varied. But all the way up to like junior high, we have the same like reading, writing, arithmetic, learn your multiplication, cursive, right? So that is core programming. There is core programming for intelligentsia, intel assets or slave programming that they can, that it's known all throughout the community. It doesn't matter if you're part of the civilian crypto community or part of the actual intelligentsia community. They still use a core programming, whether that's through play or through malice. And so what will happen is, depending how far along you are, or if you're able to get away from the people, because like I said, they like to isolate you, because they use every part of the buffalo. I think I have a whole podcast on that. Is, let's say you, like in my case, I had some information that I came across because somebody was trying to leak information back during Web 1.0. And there weren't a lot of methodologies out there to perfect that, especially with somebody who came to the news with something that was too hot. But now those methods are perfected. But I came across some information back in 07 when we were still Web 1.0. I didn't know it was legit until I opened my mouth about it during when Jeb Bush was in the news cycle and he was running for president. And that erupted a whole mess. This was while I was being extorted by some local cops and local signals intel dorks. So they can they use every part of a person. So let's say me, in my case, you know, blowing the whistle on something, they do a media block. They make so I can't, so they make sure they blackball me, they smear me, et cetera. Now they have me isolated. So even though, because, you know, the NSA and the governments, et cetera, have such control over even social media and your email, and the NSA controls everything. They're not worried. And as long as they isolate you, your circle of people, they're not worried what you say online, because they can just turn you on and off whenever they want, especially after they find you, which is my case. So now they have you isolated. They're, you know what I'm saying? It's no longer an era where they're going to kill you because you know something you shouldn't know. Because they can just turn you on and off. And they just switched all the infrastructure of conversation and viral information from an in-person format through traditional media to online. So now they can just turn you on and off. Do you know what I'm saying? Whenever they want. And especially if they isolate you and smear you, and then they just surround you with all their people. They only let you get jobs at their affiliate companies or other people plugged into the intelligentsia network. There'll be front companies for NQTEL that are front companies for other things. There's just lots of ways to hide who's actually running shit through all sorts of different shell company things. So they'll isolate you, but everyone has the same general program. But if you manage to get away, and people who understand that community, there will be lots of people who will learn, a couple things, et cetera. And you'll have people who are false handlers. That's what I want to lead up to, is false handlers. So there'll be people at different levels of understanding, either in the civilian crypto community, right? Or in the intelligentsia crypto community, people who actually have clearance and are plugged into that world. And like I described, it's like when you're slave programming or intel asset programming. It can go both ways. Remember, you can either do it at play and groom somebody through things they already like, right? Which will take only like usually like 11 repetitions to make sure that that person can be relied on to do things like that all the time, or up to 100 if you want to go the abuse route. Because there's a general understanding of the basic core programming for all intel assets, you know what I'm saying? There will be many people who will come across you who will try to sell you that they're your handler, or they're people, like if they smell it on you or they run in those circles, etc. There will be lots of people who try to act like they're your handler. I know this sounds really silly, but it's just a thing that happens, and I want to include this in the information. There'll be lots of people who try to pretend to be your handler, or will try to gaslight you into thinking that they're, hey, I'm with your friends, etc. And they'll try to, or I'm with the people that you know, and they'll try to use core programming to try to convince you of that, methodologies that you've noticed the people who abuse you and bring you into the intelligentsia community as an asset, to try to convince you of that. And that's just something to be wary of. But I had to lay down all that beginner information so you understand how it applies. Like, so you'll have people coming up to you trying to use like color programming, basic association, basic phrasing, basic metaphors, etc., that are used. And it's just important to understand that there'll be lots of people who know the basic core understanding of some of these things and will try to, yeah, convince you that they're your handler, etc. And if you can convince someone to go with you, et cetera, like that, right? After they've like broken your spirit, or you don't even know you're in it. You don't even know you're an asset. Sometimes, like I said, they could just do it by associate. They could just do it to you through nonviolent programming by using things that you like already. They call that putting somebody on your keychain for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what the originating term is, but you will have people who understand the basics of intel asset programming or slave programming, what they call it. And there's people in organized crime who know some of the basics. There is some people in the civilian crypto community who know these things. And it's just something you need to be wary of. I don't know how far you are in your program, but it's something I've noticed. I mean, a general rule I go by is, because I was abused to learn these things. You know what I'm saying? Learn this crypto way of speaking, etc. So anybody who's trying to talk to me in that crypto way, etc., you're not my fucking friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was abused. They were trying to use me as an intel asset. And when I didn't do what they wanted me to do, they punished me intensely until I was able to finally get away from them. And now they just don't like me because they can't. I'm a stubborn mule. I'm not going to do what they say. I'm surrounded by these fucking piles of shit down here in San Diego. But it's a real weird kind of community, et cetera. And it's like it's layered right on top of just everyday normal life. It's pretty nuts. But watch out for that. You will have lots of people who will try to Do you know what I'm saying? Convince you, like, if you are aware that you're an intel asset, try to convince you that they're part of your group, that they might be your handler, etc. And sometimes, because everything has happens over the phone, what they could do is start capturing your phone activity, because your handlers will often try to communicate to you through your devices. Like I said, using that same software that they use to, you know, communicate to, like, federal undercover agents, etc. Right? They'll use the crypto means, and then what they'll do is they'll just contextually communicate it, like I said, like Bumblebee, like the Transformer Bumblebee member. He didn't have words to say, but he played songs contextually to communicate an idea. So what they could be doing also is, because the human mind is a pattern recognition machine, right? That's the only reason why we came this far, was we started, you know, recognizing patterns. What happens is that they catch word that you might be an intel asset, but they're not part of the people who, you know, essentially started your whole introduction to this world. What they'll do is they might even start to capture some of your digital communications, you know, and might even try to put software on your screen, etc., and then try to look for patterns that join up with your behavior and the stuff getting pumped through your phone, like in that Bumblebee algorithm kind of way. And then they will start to recognize some of the patterns of communication and then use those to try to speak to you, to convince you that they're part of your group, and that they might be like a handler or what have you. And it's a weird thing. You need to understand. And you're just like, well, why are you even buying into that shit, etc.? Well, first off, they isolate you. Then they smear you, so nobody wants to work with you. And so as a human, you need people to get things done. You need to have a job. Do you know what I'm saying? Etc. And what they do is they isolate you. And now since everything is digital, they can just make sure where you land for work. And you're just put in the pipeline. But there's lots of people trying to steal and capture other assets, etc. Especially if someone's already done kind of like a majority of the training, right? How much time did that save? So that's a constant thing that's actually happening in the fucking crypto and civilian community. And not all intel assets who've been abused were abused because they did something, or they're part of the Cinnamon program, which I have a podcast on, etc. There's just so many varied reasons. And it's important to understand those psyop tactics, like the guy was talking about in the Sicario movie. It's like, it's brilliant what they do. They mutilate a body to make people think, oh, they must have done something wrong, etc. That's a beautiful way to isolate someone, right? Especially to a community, the crypto community. People already have an understanding of a lot of things that happen, but they're not sociopaths. But there's lots of people in the intelligentsia part of the crypto community, right? Who are fucking sociopaths, because they do, by any means necessary. People don't understand the reason why so many sociopaths get into positions of power is because they're willing to circumvent their empathetic programming, human programming that's happened over years, happened over, you know, thousands of years, to make us cooperate so we can get shit done, to achieve a goal. People who aren't sociopaths don't really understand the idea of by any means necessary. But so yeah, there's lots of people. I mean, it could be an enemy. You know what I'm saying? You can make enemies with somebody in the intelligence community, and you wouldn't know he's part of the intelligence community, and he can put you in the system. You could. There is really rich people at the who have access to the, you know, to private intel groups that are already plugged into these networks, and yeah, like, so rich people can pay private intel groups who have friends in the intelligentsia community and say, hey, this is a new inductee, blah, blah, blah. I got so much, you know, I got, someone paid me $100,000 to plug this guy into this network. So we got to first ruin him and then smear him and isolate him. And this is like on behalf of this rich person who has access to these people, et cetera. I mean, you know, you have to really piss off like King Kong Ding Dong, like somebody who's like a billionaire or like 100 millionaire, to get access to people like that. But that could be a thing. There's all sorts of different ways. Some people are just, that's their thing. That's their niche in the intelligentsia community is, that's their niche. Literally, that's their niche where they, identify a target and they're like, that person could be useful to me. And then they, you know, they'll send like a girl or a guy after them and then have that girl or guy isolate herself, lose all of her friends. And then they will, once she's isolated, put her in a, you know, and have her surrounded by people in that network. Then they can go to work on her. And then before they do that, they're going to smear her to her friends and family, etc. Oh, I don't know what she's doing. It's a downward spiral, blah, 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 you know. Some people just capture people like that and they use them. It doesn't even have to be for a reason, believe it or not. So, I mean, that's also something to understand that happens in the intelligentsia community. If you don't have a context for something, you'll always think something happens for a reason. But there's, I mean, like, think about slave traders. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when they would capture slaves, like, they didn't, like, it wasn't because they personally don't like that person. They were capturing a fucking slave. They were, you know what I'm saying? There is, in lots of port cities in the 1800s and 1700s, in bars, they would have trap doors. And like if an outsider came into town and didn't look like they were with a lot of people, they came and sat down and had a drink or what have you, then the trap door would fall underneath the bar and then they would capture the person and like, you know, put them in indentured servitude on a ship or, you know what I'm saying? Isolation on a ship in the middle of the ocean. You wake up, you're in the middle of the ocean. Hey, cool. These people kidnapped you and drugged you and now you're here and you've got to work. Isolation. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's just using the intelligentsia apparatus and things like that. But something to worry about if you're in this community. I don't know if you've ever crossed this, but it's important to understand that there'll be lots of other sociopaths who will try to, if they suspect that you might be another asset, or believe it or not, intelligence cells will often trade people. Hey, yeah, I got an asset. This guy knows programming. I got an asset. This girl, I mean, we taught her all the sexual things, you know what I'm saying? We that we wanted her to know how to do, etc. Here's all of her triggers. But she's also one hell of a paralegal. Do you know what I'm saying? And so they'll also like trade them. It's weird. It's a weird culture once you get really into this shit. But it's important to understand that there will be false handlers. And, you know, there's people in the intelligence community, et cetera, who love to do that. They love to capture other people's assets. Or maybe there's a failed asset. If you're a failed asset, that's a hard life. Because they couldn't break you, but you know a lot. So what they're just going to do is they're just going to make sure you never get a job. And even if you do get a job, they're going to go and harass your boss. First they'll try to convince your boss that you're a bad guy and they're just a concerned person, just letting them know. That doesn't work. Then they'll try the stick and then they'll start, you know, breaking into their house. They'll have, you know, organized crime start to harass them around town, et cetera. And eventually that person's like, I'm just trying to hire a guy. I don't know what's going on with you. You just came with all this fucking drama. I'm sorry. You got to go. That can happen. And then you'll just be going from like shitty situation to shitty situation. Other intelligence cells or people in the know will try to like capture you, you know, using lots, like I said, some of the shit that they learned. People in the organized crime community, believe it or not, organized crime community, especially in San Diego, the intelligence community here is a very close partner with organized crime because they're essentially like a army, domestic army that can get shit done, but there's already a culture of no snitching and to just follow orders. And it's also very close to the border. So if they're doing anything on behalf of the intelligence community, they just jump over the border and run out the statute of limitations if it's not murder, you know? So there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. If you don't understand those things, or those are some of the things that happen or do happen, someone could tell you what you're seeing, and since you don't have a model for it, you could easily mistake it for exactly what someone is telling you what you're seeing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, artificial crab. If someone told you that was crab, and you never knew, like, artificial crab existed, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess it's just, like, really shitty crab. Like, no, it's artificial crab. It's a totally different thing. It's basically just flavored fish paste. And there's no crab involved. But if you ate artificial crab your whole life, and nobody told you it was artificial, you would just think it was. Do you know what I'm saying? So if there's lots of that, too, in the intelligence community, because not all of the little idiosyncrasies and culture gets explained and passed around. It's basically on a need-to-know basis. Or you come across those people in those situations, and you learn through experience. But you could easily see something, and you're kind of plugged into that world or know a little bit about it. And the people who know you maybe not know as much as you think you or as much as you, you know what I'm saying, to accurately understand what it is, they'll just tell you it's something. And as long as it explains enough to you, you'll just be like, oh, yeah, I guess that's what it is. Hey, thanks for letting me know. You won't know that's what's going on. You won't know that's the tricks, etc. So I know this seems like a lot of filler content, but I think I wanted to fill in a lot of gaps about the intelligentsia community and then the civilian crypto community. And also bring you up to speed on that as a thing that's happening. So if you are plugged into this, if you are like a rogue asset, I guess you want to call it, or they're now starting to call rogue asset nomad assets. For some reason, that's like the new lingo, nomads. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, there, you might have the situation where someone might try to capture you or convince you that they're, like, your handler or a handler or what have you. There's a lot of remote communication with Intel assets. Like, these are people who don't have clearance, but they're aware that they're plugged into, you know, spooky boys. And so there's lots of that. But beware of false handlers. If you feel like you are an Intel asset and you have context for some of these things, just beware of that. There are false handlers because lots of people like to take their whack at things and steal things from other people, etc., just like in real life. And one of the main things that happens to, like I said, slave programming or Intel asset programming, it's interchangeable, the terms in that culture, but is people trying to steal other people's assets from them, especially if you get separated from them, etc. And there's lots of ways to do it, using all the things that we learned from surveillance capitalism and behavioral nudging algorithms, etc. So a lot of it is fucking automated too. And then just people in the field know who you are. Do you know what I'm saying? And then they'll handle you. But like I said, there are also Intel cells who trade assets. And you don't even realize you're being traded. Do you know what I'm saying? And this can happen to rich people too. Like, they'll lift up certain people to be wealthy people, etc., to serve a purpose. Do you know what I'm saying? They'll lift up a tech exec. They'll lift up somebody and use... They'll lift up somebody who doesn't know that they're an Intel asset. They'll lift somebody up. They'll use conclusive ambushing techniques, and they'll surround them with a bunch of handlers that person doesn't know, but they think, oh, I invented this great thing and I'm doing all these good things. And you know what I'm saying? I'm an independent thinker. What they don't know, they're surrounded by a bunch of NQTEL kind of people, people from the intelligence community that have all looked at his psychological profile file. They know how to manipulate this person. They've been certified. They do a lot of certifications. You can't exactly get a degree in certain things, but they do literally have certifications for different behavioral manipulation techniques. And so they'll trade assets, or sometimes you have like false handlers, etc. It's just something you should know about. It's kind of like a culture thing, but if you're brought in on the inside, And it's just important to understand how that works. And hopefully this gives you maybe translates and communicates and helps you understand some things that you might be seeing and you don't have context for, or they purposely misinform you. Remember the whole imitation crab thing? Like, you could eat imitation crab your whole life and someone just tells you that that's crab. It's just a different type of crab. Or they can just make some, oh, that's a blue crab. Yeah, it tastes a little different than, you know, lobster or whatever. That's why it tastes, but it's blue crab, whatever. You just don't, you'll never know until you see the process or understand what's going on behind the scenes. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why I felt like this podcast was important, but I wanted you, the main takeaway, to understand that there are false handlers, and the whole purpose for many people, one of the major things that will happen to many intel assets, slave programming, slaves, I guess they call them, is to keep them spinning, to never know what's actually going on. There's just lots of fear going on, etc. And so you don't understand what's going on. Think about it like, you know how there's women that go back to their husbands that beat them? Do you know what I'm saying? You're just like, what are you doing going back to that, etc. That will happen to you because they're so mean to you and you have no other option and you've been isolated, right? Well, I live there. I got my kid with this person. I don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? He's been paying the bills. So that's a form of isolation. You know what I'm saying? I don't even talk to my mom anymore, but I just, you know, that sucked what he just did to me, but I guess I'm going to go back to him. What else am I going to do? That's my whole life. Everything's there. That's a form of isolation. It's the same thing. Same thing as like battered wife. What else am I going to do? I got to work with these people because I'm isolated. They're making sure I can't get a job outside of their network anymore. I'm plugged into the intelligentsia community. They know me as a rogue asset. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do? And so you'll find yourself like cooperating and just putting up with stupid shit because there's just no way out. It fucking sucks. But false handlers is a real thing. Me personally, this is how I go through it. Because I got introduced to this world through abuse because they said they saw me as something, you know, a resource after I got put on their after I got put on their shit list, you know, from trying to expose that corruption. And so, since they control the internet and they know how to isolate people and they know how to smear people, do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just going to make use of something. Everything can go to use. Even a cow who, you know what I'm saying, even a bull who, you know, you rode, you know what I'm saying, you raised it to be a bull riding bull, but every time you take it to a rodeo, it doesn't want to be rode. It doesn't want to be ridden. Like, okay, well then we'll send that fucking bull to the fucking, to the meat farm. You know what I'm saying? We'll let it graze for a couple fucking years and we'll fucking kill it and sell its meat. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll just make use of everything now. There's not going to be public assassinations. You know, like during the first iteration of Contel Pro, you'll just get pumped in the system, you know what I'm saying? And they'll just move you to the dairy farm. You know what I'm saying? They'll use you for however much they can. They'll probably slap a couple of illegal life insurance policies on you. And then, you know, use you until you're no longer of use or you're being a pain in the ass. Or, you know what I'm saying, you get traded off to another intel cell or group. And then they'll just fucking kill you and collect a check, I guess. Fuck if I know. But beware of false handlers. Handlers in general. I just look at this whole situation as I was abused into learning this and being, like, taught this. So anybody trying to talk to me like this is not my fucking friend. Do you understand? So if you're trying to fucking, you know, do color communication or and it sounds silly, but think about it. You go driving, different signs are different colors and they mean different things. It's not a huge, this isn't like a huge leap, like, oh, the colors. Like, bro, you drive a car and the street signs don't even have words on them. They're meant that way to be internationally communicated. They're just colors with symbols. Do you understand? So color communication, base communication, etc. It's not like a crazy thing. But, you know, even if you're trying to do the most basic, which is colors, right? surrounding a theme using kind of like a bumblebee-esque way of communicating. Usually there's a theme built around the initial stimulus, right? So you show someone a color and then you maybe do something performative or what have you to show them this is the context of what I'm trying to communicate. So like, let's say you're about to eat something. And then, like, someone, you know, so then this, you get someone will show up with wearing all red in a red car or whatever, and then, like, act out like puking or right next to you, whatever. They're using color communication with a performative act or something to be like, hey, don't eat that. This is going to be bad for you, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, how I go about this is because I was abused to get into this system only because I got put on the radar for trying to communicate, some corrupt shit. Is that I just don't pay attention to anybody. If you're trying to communicate, like, you understand, I was abused to know how to communicate like this. So you're just speaking the language of people who are not my fucking friend. So I just don't even pay attention. You know what I'm saying? I'll recognize them, or sometimes I think it's silly. These DHS contractors, they're always talking shit to me online or what have you. I'm trying not to do that as much as to respond to them because it just looks, I'm seeing something within context, right? But to the outside observer, my internet is different than your internet. My algorithm is different. You know what I'm saying? Think about how Bumblebee from Transformers communicates. Do you know what I'm saying? It's contextual. Something is happening and he's contextually responding with like a song, right? That's how Bumblebee the Transformer, remember? So what's going on through my devices, my algorithm is different from an outside observer on a different device or what have you. So I've been trying to hold back on that. But ultimately, that's how I look at that. If you're trying to talk to me using any kind of crypto, like, bro, that's the language of the people who were mean to me. I'm not trying to speak in that way. And if you were abused or forced to talk in that way, and maybe you understand that world, those people are not your fucking friends. And what happens is by you communicating and talking that way, you're showing them that you are pacified to their abuse and you're going to allow them to keep abusing you because that's the language of your abusers, essentially. Because like I said, there's two ways to bring people in on this shit. There's the nice person way, right? It only takes 11 repetitions. You can do it at play or during, as some sort of associative exercise. You can contextually train anybody to do anything. Or you can do it in a Pavlovian abusive way. You know what I'm saying? There's two ways to bring people into the community. But ultimately, it's Intel asset programming. But it's the language of my abusers. I'm not trying to. If you're even trying to talk to me with that shit, like, motherfucker. I'm so surrounded by by these people, like, you might as well just use normal fucking language to talk to me, bro. I don't fart and these motherfuckers don't know how fast it was, what the decibel rate of it was, you know what I'm saying? Did it have, hints? was it a dry one or a wet one? Does it have nutty hints? Like, they know everything about what I do, everything. So if you're trying to talk to me using that shit, like, you might as well just use normal speak. I just not trying to talk to people doing that shit. I'm not trying to listen. I don't care. That's the language of my abusers. They'll try to convince you though to play ball and to speak like that. It's some bullshit. I'm not trying to talk like that anymore. And it's a pain in the ass, but I'm not, somebody else's asset. Suck my dick. I got one fucking life, bro. I'm not gonna live it being your asset. Anyways, be wary of handlers, false handlers. I personally just recommend saying fuck it to the whole thing. I got one life. I'm not going to live it being your fucking asset. And a lot of that crypto shit is dork shit. There's people who get into it, the civilian crypto shit, and it's their whole life. And it's just, it's dork shit. If you get into a community of fucking Warhammer or furries, they've got their own special language, they got their own special lingo and inside jokes, etc. It's the same thing with the crypto community. It's just there's lots of pageantry and it's over romanticized, but it's the same as any kind of niche group. It's just, this is one that's often leveraged and utilized by the intelligence agency. But at the same time, the reason why Intel assets are used so prevalently, and now it's switching over to behavioral nudging through device and media stimuli, is because it's really hands off. And, you know, a bone certified, they went to the CIA farm, whatever intelligence asset is incredibly expensive. So this methodology of using organized crime and contractors and behavioral nudging algorithms, etc., to train, and they can even abuse remotely. Think about it. These devices, these radiological devices, just like, you know, terrorists would use cell phones to set off roadside IEDs. They can just isolate you, abuse you, terrify you, smear you so no one wants to help you, and then now in your house and your car, etc., they can just remotely abuse you. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all hands off. Now it's automated. It's pretty fucking horrible. But I just say fuck it to anyone. You're trying to talk to me in that way at this point? Like, that's the language of my abusers. I'm not trying to answer that. It's like a Black American answering to the N-word. That's the name my fucking abusers gave me, motherfucker. I'm not answering to that shit. I'm not talking to that shit. You know, I'm not. So, anyways, watch out for that. If you are plugged into this world and somehow you came across my thing, or if you are an observer and you don't know a lot about the community and some of the idiosyncrasies of that culture, and maybe you know a few things, or someone's just trying to tell you what you're seeing, understand all those things exist, all those little niches and notches within this culture. And so be wary of someone telling you what you're seeing, because there's lots of things about this culture that aren't taught unless you see the ugly parts of it. And many intelligence assets do the shit remotely as possible. Or they'll just convince, you know, suburbanite locals who are plugged into like the civilian crypto community and tell them what they're doing. And they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just letting somebody tell them what's going on. It's like imitation crab. You can just tell somebody that's crab. And if they never know the process, they'll never know. So I don't even answer to it anymore. Just beware of false handlers, or understand that you are passed off to different groups. And not necessarily all of them have to be part of the intelligence community. Some people are just aware of that community, or they've done a couple of favors for somebody in that community, and they're plugged into that kind of shit. But there's lots of organized crime, etc., that CIA, other intelligence agencies utilize and are plugged into. And so they've taught them a way of speaking because it meshes well. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to communicate horrible things, you have to have a language for it. I don't even pay attention. If you're trying to talk to me using any of those methodologies, even if you're just like a tourist, I'm not even trying to listen to you. You're trying to what? You're trying to, you know, you're trying to communicate to me colors, blah, 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 terms, gestures, wake phrases, what have you. It's the language of my abusers. You can go fuck off. But if you're still in the situation and you're just like learned helplessness, you know what I'm saying? Or you don't have anywhere else to go. Or you're, like I said, rogue asset, where you're just like not going to let them abuse you. Understand that there'll be many people trying to gaslight you, misinform you, make you feel like they're your friend by using core competencies from Intel asset programming, slave programming, what do you want to call it? Like I said, it's interchangeable, to try to kind of capture you. So just understand that's a thing that happens. And it's a thing that I noticed. It's happened quite a few times. And not everything is part of progression and survival. Some of these things are just things you should understand and have context for, because you can easily just be told what you're seeing and not actually know. Anyways, I hope this message finds you. My name is Stephen Beckman. I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego, from deep inside the filter bubble. Free Assange. Bring Snowden home. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening as we pull back the curtain. Now, we are a zero-profit news project, not a 501(c) nonprofit, but a zero-profit passion project. We don't make money doing this at all. So we don't have sponsors, but we do endorse necessities and organizations that are worth your time and money. So, you know, whether you're a target of COINTELPRO or just one of the 55,000 plus listeners to the podcast, I recommend getting yourself a Faraday bag. That's F-A-R-A-D-A-Y. A Faraday bag or a Faraday sleeve for your mobile device. They make Faraday backpacks and phone sleeves and even sleeves to put your key fobs in so you can put your laptops and your tablets and all sorts of things in these bags, different sizes. And, you know, especially for the key fobs, because as key fobs become more and more smarter, you know, your car keys, who knows what kind of tracking tech can be used maliciously in your car key fobs. So they actually make those as well. There are many brands. I don't recommend a particular brand. They all do the same thing. But there are brands out there called Mission Darkness, Hadoofy, that's H-O-D-U-F-Y. Silent Pocket is another brand name, just to name a few. They all work the same, but they have different stitching and features and price points. So whatever brand you choose, you need to get yourself one, as the security state is continuing to violate the Constitution and your God-given American rights to privacy. It's not about if you have nothing to hide. It's about the principle that the Fourth Amendment is not conditional. Now, did you know the Department of Homeland Security can put you on a domestic terror watch list just for homeschooling your kids outside the brainwashing and dumbed-down public school system? That's 100% a fact. Because of this, you know, I want to endorse the Ron Paul homeschool system. And you can find it at ronpaulhomeschool.com. It teaches your kids in domestic terror, such as critical thinking, comprehension, high-standard education that surpasses the public school systems. And in levels above like third grade, I'm pretty sure the system is entirely video-based and automated online. So it doesn't require mommy and daddy to be full-time teachers. They can do this from a desk in their room on like an inexpensive Chromebook. Well, you can still grow like a home-based business, have a grandparent or childcare monitor their day-to-day or whomever you see fit. And then allow them to have the important social stimulus at like an after-school program like the Boys and Girls Club, dance, sports, MMA, whatever. But overall, it's time for this country to raise thinkers and doers, not sheep and robots that reinforce the status quo, which is why I cannot enough recommend the Ron Paul homeschool system. In addition to this, the Mesh News Project would like to recommend to families becoming a member of a mosque, a temple, or a Christian church. Even if you don't know what you believe or you don't believe anything at all, what public schools don't teach you is ethics. That's where church comes in. In many degree programs in higher education, there's often a course called ethics, but that's in higher education. You know, like business ethics, medical ethics, judicial ethics, etc. Public school just teaches education, not even that well. Church fulfills the portion that's not covered in schools, and that is human ethics. So not only do churches provide ethics trainings for your kids, but it also gives them social interaction within the environment of high ethics. So even if you're not a believer, have that discussion with your kids, just like you did with Santa Claus. You know, this is overall, it's just an imperative ingredient for raising good people. And when they turn 18, tell them they can do whatever they want. But until then, their ass belongs to Jesus. And finally, we would also like to endorse, you know, shit hits the fan skills, like learning basic home and auto repair, learning how to do food and water storage. You can learn all that stuff like on YouTube, and learn 3D printing and, you know, 3D printing for parts, etc., or even for firearms. You have to understand, you know, the pandemic really opened our eyes to, you know, the country could shut down in just the littlest of time. And you may not have access to many resources. Banks might be shut down. You know, who knows? But with 3D printing, you can go online to like places like the Gatalog. That's G-A-T, like Gats. Gatalog.com. And they teach you everything about 3D printing your own firearms. And they're legal. It's legal. It's within the law. It's not illegal. They're not ghost guns. It's legal within the law, or they wouldn't be able to exist. Go to the Gatalog and other online resources. And, you know, also, if things shut down, you might need to print things like parts, replacement parts, whatever. So 3D printing, absolutely. Aside from basic like food and water storage skills and home and auto repair skills, is an imperative. It's just like insurance. You know what I'm saying? You pay insurance for your car and your home, etc. Just in case. You need skills that are insurance. Now, Mesh News is a zero-profit production. And you can find out more about us at meshnews.org. And I recommend watching our annual documentary, 2030 Vision. You can find it at the front page of our website. That's meshnews, meshnews.org. Now, if you take anything away from this podcast, I want you to understand, like gospel, it's not red versus blue, brown versus white, LGBTQ versus breeders, or you versus your neighbors. It's always been and always will be the haves versus the have-nots. You are the only thing that's real. Narratives are the delusions. Fear, love, and time is the only currency. I'm Stephen Beckman, and I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego from deep inside the filter bubble.